Blog Talk Radio.
Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya.
Just walked in the club like 10. Did hay in my mind, but the lights were dim. Look to the left, I'm still in my front. It was pretty young thing, big butt night skin. What the kids say that? If should I buy her a drink, but I got no answer back. When she turned around before she sat on my lap, I said I already ordered a 2-shot. But yeah, feels like I already know this girl. Oh, this girl, I'm looking at her like, oh, she's thorough. All you gotta do is give me a chance to romance. You understand the vision of a man. We can walk through the park at night and hold hands. I'm just trying to get to know you, no scam. I'ma say there's more in life than just jams. You can get to know the love of your life with one glance.
I walked up in the club, and what did I see? I seen this cute girl standing next to me. I love the way she dancing. She dancing all alone. You should get with me, cause I'm
try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for the
check. It's been a long time since the city looked west. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hooky head.
I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl.
Music, they don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, they don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid.
Replace. 100 with you all the time. I'ma keep it 100 with you all the time. I'm trying to make it official and make you mine. I'ma keep it 100 with you all the time. I'ma keep it 100 with you all the time. I'ma keep it 100 with you all the time. I'm trying to make it official and make you mine. That's it. Without you in my life, I don't stand a chance. Like a man in a blizzard.
Whether they locked in a box, engine shot up, stabbed up, car accident, or whatever, man. This song dedicated to y'all. Let's go.
True Teller live on point. We having fun with your host, Honest Fire. We got True Teller chilling with us for the night. Crazy topic. And, of course, I'm definitely shining light on the performers for Diamond Spotlight First Sunday Music Event. It's going to be so crazy. Shout out to Niche Buck doing her mixtape release on the second floor. Yes, we doing the whole building, like. You know what I mean? You got to sometimes invest in yourself, and it takes hard work, and you go and get it. And then you get to show off, and you get to have fun. But we having fun tonight, of course. Last night's topic got crazy. Tonight, you know what I mean? We're going to definitely get away from all that boy-yo-yoing and freak shit a little bit, and then really talk about some real drama, some real controversial topics. So tonight's topic, you know
what
I mean?
Can I say it, please?
Of course. I give you the honors. You do the honors.
Okay, tonight's topic is, have you ever kept it in the family? Cousin, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, mom, dad?
Play sister, play cousins, new cousins, you know what I mean?
Brother-in-law, sister-in-law,
your bro,
mother-in-law,
that's my sis. That's my sis, that's my bro. You know what I mean? Have you just shared? You know what I mean? Definitely. Wait, yo, man. And then I'm also snitch a little bit because we have our ways. You know what I mean? We have our ways. We're going to talk about it, you know.
But
I don't hold nothing back. I ain't got nothing to hide.
But wait, we also got to do, right, best friends, too. Have you ever did it with the best friends, too? Because that's like family, too.
Yeah, all that counts. I think all that counts you messing around with people, friends, or people who you ain't got no business on. People you ain't got no business doing shit with or whatever. But sharing. And I got some crazy stories to share, y'all, too, because I got brothers. Plural. But we want to have some fun. Definitely checking on the callers. Like I said, we got some crazy new music on deck. We're going to show love to my boy, Raz B, even though, oh, my God, you missed it. Kid, you didn't see it on Twitter, did you?
No, I didn't see it on Twitter. My Twitter wouldn't let me log in. So
first of all, like, I guess earlier this evening, and Chris Brown has always been the sensitive, oh, why are you coming at me? I'm Chris Brown type. A guy where, like, he feel like nobody can say shit to him. But Raz B was talking to everybody. He was like, well, him and Eric Benet, he was like, Eric Benet and Chris Brown wrong for how they treated Rihanna and Halle Berry. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers wrong. Who fucking hitting and abusing a woman like you're a fucking peon? Like, I've gotten over what Chris Brown did to Rihanna, you know what I mean, only because I love Chris Brown. I like looking at him, and I think he can dance, and he's sexy, you know. That gets you a bye all day with me. Like, not, you ain't going to be beating my ass, but, you know, you beating a bitch ass. I'm like, well, is he cute, y'all? He beat
It don't matter if you beat my ass,
I'm going to
beat you back up.
Yeah, well, you know, ain't nobody putting, I pity the fool, I tell you what. But, like, I really feel like Chris Brown, what he did to Rihanna is some bitch-ass shit. Like,
remember that time we were talking about? What Rihanna said before Chris Brown hit her?
Oh, yeah, we said that, like,
Rihanna said...
It's not your baby. Your dick is small. Chris Brown probably just snapped on her. Bitter? Damn. Rihanna do look strong. Maybe she fucked him up, too.
He had nothing on him. It was just her.
Oh, shit. Damn. You at least got to get a scratch in. You got a lady. You got to at least get a scratch in. But, you know what I mean? So, Chris Brown just was being, like, real fucking ignorant to... Rez B in my case, because I feel like Rez B's situation that he went through with the boys or whatever, like he said, he was molested. Like, he was honest about that shit. You keeping it a bean about some bullshit you going through in your life, you of course gotta rise above it and not get consumed in it. And I don't think the boy consumed by that bullshit. He don't give a fuck. He about his business here, doing his thing. So, Chris Brown, you too big of a superstar to be coming at a Rez B or anybody for that matter. Like, come on now. You lost double mint. You don't want to lose no more sponsors. Be a good boy, because you is this shit. I love Chris Brown. But that shit was funny, though. Rez B, my homie, but people was going in on him so fucking bad, man. I didn't even appreciate it. And it had a topic where Rez B isn't gay, then Precious is only big bone.
Oh, my God, that is so ignorant.
Yeah, I ain't even read them all to you.
So
I ain't even
read that up. Because I had these bitches call me Precious, and I wanted to beat their ass, and the bitches were scared to come out of half mark.
I know, that's right.
I said, come on, bitches, I will fuck each and every one of y'all asses the fuck up. Bring y'all asses the fuck out.
But, you know, it's cool. Like I said, tonight's topic, Starbucks, good as shit. Tonight's topic, we're talking about keeping the family. We're going to check on some callers, discuss this, and, of course, get to some new music.
Okay.
We got some shit on deck from my boy, Cashback, Calamity. Shout out to We the People, ENT. Shout out to Cocaine Bishop. Shout out to my birthday boy at a night, Throw Money. Scorp the boy. He's showing off.
Can I go in now?
Yeah, go in.
Okay, we have a caller, 267-505, who has been waiting patiently.
I think that's my people. 267-505. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Never mind, I'm muted.
Oh,
okay,
hang him up, babe. Let him call back, because maybe he's not even paying attention or whatever.
Okay.
It's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with listening.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Still a rating.
So, we have another caller. It would be 302-943. Let's see who this is.
Welcome to Philly Shine. Which name are you calling from?
Okay, you're now on air.
302.
What's good, y'all? Yo, this is a boy, Joe Charles.
You're real low. Can you speak up some?
Yo, this is a boy, Joe Charles, and comedian boy, checking in, fucking with y'all tonight. What's good?
Can you hear him?
No, I can barely hear him. You can barely hear you.
Is it a way that you can speak up, sweetie?
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yes, good. Yes.
Verizon.
All right, my bad. Yo, this the boy Joe Charleston, the funny man comedian, checking in.
Oh,
he was,
shit. Yeah. Hey, what's good, Joe? How you doing?
I'm good. I see your post on Facebook. I had to check in and see what's good with y'all.
Yo, yeah, I appreciate it. Definitely, definitely got to get you doing your little funny shit on Philly Shine Radio. You know what I mean? We got my boy Dark Skin Jermaine coming soon. And we could take some caramel, you know what I mean, or almond, you know what I mean.
I'm somewhere in between. I ain't figured it out yet.
Okay. Well, definitely, thanks for calling. We had another caller.
He's back now.
Well, we'll get to the caller. But we have a topic for tonight, you know what I mean? Tonight's topic on Philly Shine Radio, we want to know, have you ever kept it in a family? You know somebody who keeps it in a family or whatever, like friends passing them around.
We're
going to call
great.
Tonight Deuce and Pass.
Fucking all right.
Trey and Pass. Come on, Joe. Like, you a comedian. You travel a lot. You know what I mean?
For real. So I travel a lot. I know about the crazy shit. All right.
Yeah, so come on now.
I can't speak firsthand.
I
can't speak firsthand on some other shit, but all I know is I've been to a couple barbecues where I was like, yo, who's she? And they was like, oh, yeah, she's a cousin. I was like, oh, shit. A cousin, or like, how close
mm-hmm.
a cousin?
Mm-hmm. No, we're not talking about incest. We're talking about you, your homies, your cousins sharing one girl, keeping it in the family. Or a girl, you being shared by sisters or cousins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Keep it in the family. You know, they be like, they, you know.
Keep it in the family. Incest shit, ew.
And I was like,
I'm gonna hurt Joe.
Yo, it's crazy.
Joe, like, I looked at her, but then when I found out she was my cousin, I stopped looking.
Well, I had my cousin do that to me. My dad's
house. Yeah. I've had my cousin touch me. I ain't gonna say no names, though, but I definitely fucked them up. Don't be touching me. Don't be trying that Chris Stokes shit with me, nigga.
No, all right, if you're talking that shit right there, I got one for
mm-hmm.
you. This shit was crazy.
Exactly.
I was,
yes,
always
got
one on.
Definitely hear you.
Oh, y'all can hear me now? I want
to
make sure.
Maybe we need to be more specific in the topic. People think we on some whole freak shit. Should we say not incest?
Yeah. Not literally family, but family. Yeah, okay,
I
keep it in the
family, in
not incest.
Shit like that.
You was? Oh, well, I'm glad you did. I don't know. Maybe people might be a little, yeah, I mean, taking it back. Wasn't my idea, but I definitely co-signed this shit. It was a great idea, girl.
Oh, so you say you participated in some of that before?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, actually, you know what I mean? I told my girlfriend, like, if she ever need my help with somebody, you know what I mean? I definitely got her back. Like, oh, man. Like, what it is, like, see, like, what it is in the past, like, me and my girlfriends, we've done shit like, oh, yeah, that nigga will take care of you or whatever. I already ran him down. Now it's your turn. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do shit like that. Like, all right. I ran him down. You know what I mean? I got all I wanted to get. You know what I mean, out the situation. Now it's your turn. You tell them, like, this is how you do the thing. You know what I mean? Get to it a little faster than others. You know, it's the lookout. That's how you, I think when you do that, you ain't shit. You know what I mean? Definitely a piece of shit to talk about years ago. All my fun years was years ago, back in the day, man.
You only was too old, so get out of here.
Man, shit. The past 6 years, I've been great. I've been a good girl. But before that, y'all don't need to know. I was horrible. I didn't know what love was. Fuck love back in the day. But, you know, it is what it is. I even told my one girlfriend now, she's like, some guy trying to pull some shit on. I'm like, send him over here. I do the whole thing to the boy. Like, he don't even know me. he wouldn't even know what it was, you know what I'm saying? But that's what it is, keep it in family. But, Joe, like, I'm talking. You're my guest. You got to talk. We want to move on, take some of our callers, and
all right, yeah, let me get off of there real quick, Joe. But on the count, we was in Atlanta, and it was back in the day, a little while back, you know, when I first got started. And, you know, we pulled the switcheroo on the motherfucker, like, yo, you know, I'm getting it in, bagging it up. I was like, yo, I got to go grab something real quick. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, I got to go grab something. And my man just stepped in, you know what I'm saying, and he finished handling the bills and everything like that. And it was all good.
It's horrible. That is the most worst story I ever heard in my life.
What? That's
just, who the fuck? Wait a minute. So y'all got the same size dick or something? Like, what the fuck?
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
She's just dumb.
Yo, she was, how the fuck? Wait a minute. How the fuck are you fucking one dude? The boy walk out the room, and then the next dick that coming you is like, oh, all right, must be the same dick.
Wait. Was it dark? Was she in the dark? Blindfolded?
Yeah, she was blindfolded and shit. I was doing some crazy shit.
Oh, shit.
See, look, they ran to run that train on her. They ran a train on that bitch.
Yo. That is a train. That's not really called keeping it in the family. Keeping it in the family, let's be specific for these people, is actually letting the person know that they're being shared. You know what I mean? Or,
no, not even letting them know.
You ain't even got to let them know. Yeah. I guess
like,
that could
like,
be called.
Okay. Keeping it in the family. If you're a dude, right, and you meet up with this other chick and you fuck her, and then you turn around and you meet her sister, and behind her back you fucking her sister, that's keeping it all in the family.
Shit.
That's what we mean.
Which one? Okay. Yo, that's the worst shit. Yeah. And then, and also, you, your brother, your cousin, you know what I mean, y'all fucking the same girl.
Your auntie. Y'all
pass her around. Just keep it in the family. You know what I mean? We talk about. I really need to understand. Yeah, I fucks with the topic. You know what I mean? I co-sign that shit. So y'all can say what y'all want.
Okay.
This is official co-sign. We talk about it tonight.
Okay.
Like I said.
Okay, let's get into some other callers. We got a couple more numbers that put their hands up.
We will definitely thank you, Joe Charleston, for calling in the show. You know what I mean? We definitely got to check up on your funny shit that you do. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be back in Philly next year, so y'all fuck with me. You know what I mean? It's going to be some crazy shit all over Philly. Kevin Hart ain't the only nigga keeping that shit funny in Philly. I fucks with it, too.
Oh, so, yeah, you funny, but don't be coming at Kevin Hart. That's my motherfucker, okay? That is, no, listen, Kevin Hart is the shit right now. I'm so proud of him. Damn.
Yeah.
You got to be proud of him.
He a grown-ass little man. Leave him alone.
I am a motherfucker, grown-ass little man. You better shut up. Yeah, we were just on Kevin Hart's status talking about that Chris Brown Red B shit, but we ain't going to get into that just yet.
Yeah, we ain't going to go into that. Yo, but shout-out to the boy Kev. I know the boy first hand, the boy Spence,
yeah,
the boy Spence, all them niggas. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all a family.
Is that, oh, see, yeah, stay on the line, Joe. We coming back to you. Hold on, because I know the same people who you talk about. We're going to talk about that. But we're going to get some more callers. Joe Chiller with us. Leave your mic open. So if he wants to talk, he can talk.
I got him open. Okay, we have 484-945. Let's go.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Honest? This Ace. True Cannon.
Oh, what's good? Oh, my gosh. Yes, we chilling, you know what I mean, with Philly Shine Radio, talking ish tonight, getting ready for Diamond Spotlight Sunday at Mill Creek.
Yeah, Calamity coming through there, they gonna kill it.
They definitely, you're going to be in the building too, you know what I'm saying? We got to definitely show love. I got their music on deck, so I'm going to definitely show love tonight, play that joint, put that track. I think it's called
Dollar in your pocket.
Yeah, I'm like, it's something in your pocket. Like,
yeah, a couple dollars in your pocket, you know.
This is your first time calling Philly Shine Radio. You got to show off. Tell everybody your website. What's your name, where they can find you online?
Yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook, Aaron H. Boogie Williams, you know. Check us out on YouTube, Shoecannon 13. Got about like 4 or 5 videos on there. We coming to Blaze Mill Creek January 2nd. So everybody get your tickets for that one. Holla back at me. That's all. Just come out, represent.
No, that's right. Definitely appreciate
right.
it. But, Ace, tonight's topic is a doozy. You know what I mean? Joe, we went in it a little bit.
Can I do it again?
Of course. Go ahead. Ask him a topic question.
Okay.
What's the topic tonight?
Okay, the topic tonight is, have you ever kept it in the family? Meaning, you fucking around with the sister, fucking around with the other sister, fucking around with the cousin.
Or your home, you, your brother, your cousin, fucking around with the same girl. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Y'all passing around like a joint. Do some pass.
That was back in the 80s. That's, you know, I'm grown up now. I can't be getting in all that. That's too much shit floating around here, man.
You can't be sharing no more.
Nah, I ain't sharing nothing with nothing no more.
ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't share no more either. But we wasn't definitely sharing fluids. Like, well, I think women do it a different way. Like, yeah, you get some shit out of that nigga. I got all this shit out of him.
Oh, yeah, you know, pass him
over to me.
You know, I can dig it. It's, I don't know. It's just like nowadays, like, you just can't be getting into all that. Too much stuff floating around here and can't keep it in the family no more. The whole damn family gonna have something. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, yeah, right. Can't fucking give everybody AIDS. Like, no, let me stop. That's deep as shit. I got real deep for a minute, but AIDS is a serious disease, you know what I mean? You gotta wear condoms, guys. Please, please. But definitely, Ace, chill with us. You know what I mean? We had Kenny on the line earlier. Let's see if we can get him back. Thanks for representing Calamity. You know what I'm saying? All those artists.
Yeah,
y'all gonna come through deep as hell.
Yeah,
remember,
but like I say, that Calamity. What
you
gonna
say, Ace? I'm sorry.
That Calamity album is gonna be out March 1st. So everybody check that out.
March 1st. Oh, shit. Just in time for another Diamond Spotlight. Let me find out. I'm going to do the release party. I'm going to talk to y'all.
Prep now.
See, it's business. We talk business.
Yeah, so I'm going to hang on the line. I'm going to keep on listening. Y'all do
yeah,
y'all
definitely
sex.
Chill
I'm
with us. Chill with us. We got to ask Truth Teller the topic, too. As a matter of fact, we got to ask Truth Teller why. Why is this even topic even come to about today? Like, how about
because I've seen it happen in my family. I've seen
oh,
it happen
shit.
In my family. That's why.
What you mean? What you mean?
But wait. Let me get this out the way. Any callers that want to talk, push number one, you know, and I'll open you up. Just push number one.
Yeah, please call. Don't forget to press the number one or else we're going to think that you just want to listen. A lot of people do like to listen. There's nothing wrong with just listening. But, you know, let us know what you want to do.
Exactly.
But go ahead, tell us a story. I got to hear. Is it juicy? Is they busting nuts in the story? Who's busting nuts in the story?
No.
Wait. You gotta arrange a story in tallest to smallest. Like, no, I'm just going to
go ahead. Well, I'm going to get the short version, right? All right, story, right? Chick was staying with us for a little bit because she ain't had nowhere to go. So
she's
with the younger brother. And one day, the older brother, it was her birthday, the older brother took her out. And, you know, they was high off that dust and shit. She was drunk and high for her birthday. She came back in the house, and he was trying to, like, they both were drunk and high. He was trying to carry her up the steps. And I'm like, all right, just lay her on my bed since my bed was in the living room because I really can't do steps. He like, no, I'm going to take her upstairs to my bed. No, to her bedroom, right? And instead of him going to that bed, he took her in his room instead of the room where she slept at.
Okay.
And then the younger brother was like, okay, why did he take her in there and lock the door?
Okay. It's so, about to go down.
Wait. So the younger brother busts in the door, and he and the older brother was in there standing over her, kissing on her and you know, pulling down her pants.
Damn. So that is, he was sneaking a pussy, huh?
He was all out of it. And then the funny thing is, he like, what? What happened? I like, bitch, if you don't shut up, I'm going to smack the living bullshit.
Yo, I swear I don't think it's a such thing as that drunk. Like, people be like, I was that drunk. Ain't no such thing as that drunk. In my book, I just.
Unless you literally sleep, because I sleep when I drink. I go to sleep. If I get too drunk, I go to sleep in a minute.
Well, I mean, going to sleep is one thing, but acting like you don't know what you're doing, like, I don't know, I woke up
dust.
And I was just fucking them.
But
yeah, chicks use that as a excuse. You know what I'm saying, real
talk? Yeah.
But look, that dust will fuck you up. I got videos of motherfuckers on that dust. That dust will fuck you up.
Yo, man. That shit definitely do. I've seen that shit. I've seen girls, you know, they soak it in a cigarette
fluid.
Or something like that.
It's a mommy fluid. It's a mommy fluid. Like, all you doing is just helping the undertaker bury you. That's all you doing.
Nah, we got to talk about drugs next week, too. We're going to have a drugs episode. We're
going
to talk about drugs. Drugs are bad.
Okay.
Drugs are bad, okay.
Wait, so little brother busts into the room. They start, you know, he throws him off of him. I run up the steps. No, I ain't supposed to be doing no steps. And I see her on the bed, tits out, pants open. I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey,
you know, big brother, little brother fighting. It's just a whole bunch of fucking shit.
So they fought over it too? Why?
Because he felt like he was violating because he knew that was the chick he was fucking. And Big Brother, you know, was fucking. And then when Big Brother was outside and all the cops and everything was there, you know, his neighbors called the cops. Where I live, you know, you scream the wrong way and the neighbors call the cops. Cops came and he was like, well, he's been fucking up for 3 months. She was there for 3 months. He's been fucking her since she's been there.
That's crazy. See, now that's too much drama for me. I'd be like, look, bitch, you come with more than I can afford.
She had to leave after that. She had to leave after that.
I'm sure she did.
I like, you gotta go.
I'm sure she did have to leave. Bitch, get the stepping.
Like the brothers didn't talk for a minute after that.
Wow, that's deep. Before we get into another call, I know, like, me being, you know, the younger sister, I always had, you know, my bigger brothers and stuff like that. And then what was crazy is all my girlfriends started having sex way before me and shit. So I used to hang out with my brothers and his friends because I had all the girlfriends who already was fucking and shit, right? So it was just made me cool and shit.
Well, we lost the caller. I just noticed.
We'll definitely bring them back online and shit. Show love to everybody. Shout out to everybody listening on the chat room, everybody listening from their phone or even from your computer. You know what I mean? Try to make it.
Thank you for the love. I try my best.
We'll actually take a little music break before we get into the next caller. Remember, press the number one if you want to speak up. You want to show off for this on Felicia Radio. We want to have to definitely take and slow it down. I'm going to play my boy Rav B song. Truth Tell even liked the video, minus the glasses a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
Randy.
I didn't like the glasses. The video
was cool. Yeah, maybe the glasses cost like $17,000, but either way, like,
I didn't like
if you don't like it.
Like, the video was cool, the glasses had to go. Let you, Jeff Ramsey, with the glasses. Yo, this thing is ultra sensitive.
Hey, let's make it official. Shout out to Raz B, like I said.
She's gonna see me at the after party. She's in the world of drink and talking to her friends. She was a pretty little thing. All this thinking about it makes me wanna hit again. Now I'm getting serious. Girl, I know you're curious. Cause I don't think I ever wanna be without you. And I know I can't ever let you go.
Yeah.
Play some more music. Play Jackie O Pussy Like Dope.
I think my phone just died because I can't hear nothing off of it. I'm so glad I have my cell phone on deck. I'm just looking up tonight. I apologize, y'all. I apologize.
Mm-mm.
Okay, we're going to do some music. Can we take some more callers?
Here we go.
Pussy like dope, devil let it go. Not the kind of drink, but the kind of smoke. You don't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no show, this pussy like dope. This pussy like dope, devil let it go. Not the kind of drink, but the kind of smoke. You don't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no show, this pussy like dope. It's like a whole brick. Watch me break it down. 36 ounces, uh-huh. Moving round and round.
Damn.
I look like money,
uh-huh.
But you do the math.
Do the math.
Tips and ass, it's like quarters and half.
Mm-hmm.
Once you drop it down on him, he could slap it up.
Slap it up.
And pack it up.
Pack
now
it
Louis
up.
Bag me up. No chemicals.
Nah.
I got that pure clean.
Pure
I have him sweating and shaking.
Clean.
Now that nigga a fiend. No rehab.
Nah.
Shit, he gone now.
Nah.
I put the skater on him. He can't leave me alone now. Nah. Lying for the dope. He'll cry for the dope. He'll steal, rob, and kill. He'll die for the dope. Pussy like dope.
Like
devil let it go. Not the kind of drink, but the kind of smoke. You ain't know what you doing, boy. You might go broke. It ain't no show. This pussy like dope.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. crystal. Let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
Difficulties, but you know, we're going to keep the music on for a while we straighten things up. You know, Blog Talk, they suck ass, but you know, we're going to keep it going on.
I'm just trying to be me.
I thought y'all had to play it down on some rap shit, screaming that I lost the race, but I really lapped it. You saying I ain't real, cause I don't be on some trap shit. But homie, you's a bitch, so stop all the acting. This is not a diss track, this is simply a reaction from when niggas tried to burn me and I rose from the ashes. Now you never hear me say I'm living in a mansion, but I toast to the good life, like Kanye and Bastard. See, I had to soul search on my road to the bastard. I knocked on my horse with hope, never be average. I would never settle again, trying to be like the rest. I gotta be me, I gotta be the best. I'm blessed with success, I'm obsessed. By any means necessary, I digress. A mess, that's what my life was through the test. But now my chest poked out, I survived, what's next? Trying to be me in the crab in the barrel city. White teeth, thanks to rat tattoos, Philly fitted. Everybody fitting, but who really living it? I give it my all, man, I push it to the limit. Then I push it even more, yelling death before dishonor. If this game was a courtroom, I would be your honor.
Want me to disappear, living in fear of an outsider without a limit. We did it without a gimmick, I guess we about our business. But it's cool cause I made it in adversity. School of hard knocks, back block, university, being you the fraternity. West Philly, my chapter. Many have come before us, but none will come after. Wish I can do it faster, but music is a slow burn. All I can say is be ready when it's your turn. Cause everything about this game is all of a sudden. I'm giving it all or nothing, cause it ain't applause button. So what you think, I'm a star or something? Never that. Listen, this is something I can only get better at. They get uneasy when the revolution is near. And maybe that's the reason why they fear 100 proof. Clips in the groove if you hurt my pride. Yeah. Strictly mobbing shit.